using a little bit more of the Macros Kedolos than we usually use. The subject for tonight is the nature of the Chiyuv Tashlumin for Chavala in the Psukim in Parshas Mishpatim, as well as some Halacha L'maisa applications that emerge from the Diyukim that we make in the Psukim as we see this through the eyes of the Rishonim. So let's take a look at these famous Psukim that many of us are aware of, but maybe see it through a perspective that we might not have seen it before. In Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Yud-Chet, the Torah tells us, if people are fighting and there's a victim and he falls, he's hurt, he's in bed, so then the Torah tells us that there's a chiyuv to pay the individual if he was killed and the fellow killed him with the proper hasra and v'chule, so in such a case, it's chayiv misa. But if he's only damaged, so we're introduced over here to the chiyuv of sheves and refuah. The Torah then goes on. Notice, this is, we all know it as, rak shivto, oh yitang, rapo yirape. Okay, that's one parsha. Then, a couple of sukim later, v'chiyinatsu anashim nagfu isha, here we have the famous line, the famous discussion, we're not going to take time out now to discuss, and that is ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, yod tachas yod, regel tachas rogel. So here we have another chiyuv of tashlume chavala. Chazal turned out ayin tachas ayin means kesef, as all the mefarshim bring out. We'll be medayik in how the Ramban and Ibn Ezra speak about it in a second. Of course, the Gra has this very famous and beautiful verse, ayin tachas ayin, that you look under the osios of ayin and you'll see the remez of kesef. But let's see how the Ramban explains this parsha and the chiyuv over here. Zok deheilig Ramban ayin tachas ayin hayedua bekabolos rabbeinu shu mamon v'yavo koloshen azeh betashlumin. Where do we see that it's used in regards to tashlumin? Umakin nevesh behema yishalmena nafesh tachas nafesh. So in parshas Emor, Torah speaks about nevesh tachas nefesh in the same context of yishalmenu. The Omar Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer in the Mechilta says, ki kavonat hakosav lomar shu chayiv bekach. The Torah is coming to tell you that if you don't pay back for the arm, im lo yitein kfaro, if you don't pay back the arm, the kofar, so then in such a case, you really should have your arm cut off. The Torah prohibits us to take kofar when it comes to murder, in other words, take a fine from the murderer instead of the actual payment. However, we do take kofar from someone who is a rasha in cutting off someone else's aver. Okay. So here, the Ramban is telling us something very interesting. He tells us that the chiyuv of ayin tachas ayin really, on some level, should take place. However, there's kofar which is there in the place of actually taking off the individual's arm. Now this Rabbi Eliezer, I'd like to point out, might be Rabbi Eliezer Lishitaso in a very radical shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer in Pei Dalet Amud Aleph in Bava Kamma is the closest that we have that comes along and says that ayin tachas ayin means ayin mamish. In fact, the Maritz Chias is bothered that how he could say such a thing. But listen, in Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, I would say about 12 lines from the bottom. Tanya, Rebbe Eliezer Oimer, ayin tachas ayin mamish. Mamish sal kadaita? Does it mean mamish? Now the Maritz Chias asks, the Rambam says that we have a Mesorah that ayin tachas ayin means kesef. So Rabbi Chiyas asks, how could the Gemara have had a havamina that Rabbi Eliezer holds ani tachas ani manish? Because the Gemara asks, how could daitach Rabbi Eliezer less like the chol hani tanoi? Does Rabbi Eliezer not hold like all the other tanoim, all of whom spend, there's about a block worth of Bava Kama that goes through how every man da omer darshin that the chiyuv isn't manish. Elo maravashi, loimar she'en shom anoisoi benizik, elo b'magik. That you do the shuma, according to Rabbi Eliezer, based on the mazik and not on the nizik. So what does that relate to ayin tachas ayin mamish? What's the pshat? And why is it that we say that ayin tachas ayin goes by the nizik and not by the mazik? So the word is that presumably Rabbi Eliezer l'shitasai dahainu. The Rabbi Eliezer shita is that the tashlum is really a kaifer. What's a kaifer? Kaifer is a kapara for the individual. If it's a kapara for the individual, so then the halacha dictates that you assess it from the perspective of the mazik, not from the nizik. All other hezik, of course, is done from the perspective of the nizik. And this is exactly, with a careful reading of this part of the Ramban. I'm actually leaving out the parts of the Ramban that might be a little bit more difficult, but at least this part, the first half of the Ramban, that what the Ramban is saying over here, it fits beautifully. And that is that there's a special halacha when it comes to ayin tachas ayin, that the tashlumin is kaifer. So that's why it's written in a different way. Says the Ramban, it's written in this type of way, ayin tachas ayin, because really, it's supposed to be a form, the tashlumin is a form of kofar. And based on this, we could explain the answer to Maritz Chiyas' question, the question in the Gemara. In other words, the Gemara is fleshing out what exactly is Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Of course the Gemara has no havami that Rabbi Eliezer holds manish. But why is it that Rabbi Eliezer used this expression manish, and the Gemara is fleshing out that the chiyuv is because it's based on tashlumei kofar? I did forget to bring it, so I'll just give you a maramakum. The Ravid in Bava Kama, Pei Gimel on the Beis, goes even further than this Ramban. The Ramban says that the chiyuv over here of ayin tachas ayin is the chiyuv of kofar according to Rabbi Eliezer. The Ravid on Pei Gimel on the Beis writes that we need two different mekoros for tashlum echavol. One is Chavala of when Reuven is Chavala and Shimon that he cuts him. And the other is when he cuts off his Rosh Eivarim. And if you read the Ramban carefully, it's clear that the Ramban also over here is talking about Dafka, the Rosh Eivarim. Ayin Tachas Ayin, think about it, all in the Sukkim are all Rosh Eivarim. Ayin Tachas Ayin, Shein Tachas Shein, Yod Tachas Yod, Regel Tachas Rogel. And the Ibn Ezra also, by us, says specifically when he talks about the chiyuv over here of ayin tachas ayin, says ki kasher kibano ator min avas ken kibano tor shabal pe ein efrish b'neyen v'hine yipir shayin tachas ayin royal yos eino tachas eino im lo yitin kfaro. Again, the emphasis isn't on stam chabura. The emphasis is dafka the Rosh Eivarim. When it comes to the Rosh Eivarim, then there is this special halach in regards to kofar. So, unfortunately, I don't have the Ravid in front of me. The Rajva also quotes this Ravid. The Ravid says there are two parshiyos in the Torah. Not necessarily the parshiyos that we're discussing, but there are two halachos of nezek. One's a nezek of chabura, and the other is a nezek of Rosh Eivarim. So it's not so far to make the following leap. And the beautiful sefer, Chavtzelos HaSharon, makes this leap. And he suggests that if you're Medayik in the Ramban and the Ibn Ezra, and you have the Ravid that we had before, it seems to be that the Chiyuv of Kofar that's used by these Rishonim and Rabbi Eliezer, to the point that the Gemara understood, maybe according to Rabbi Eliezer, is Mamish, to which then the Gemara is Mechadesh, that it's Kofar and that you assess it from the perspective of the Mazik and not from the Nizik, this is Halacha particularly in Rosh Eivarim. That in Rosh Eivarim, you have this Halacha. Why? Because the Ravid goes so far over there, and that's Gemara and Bava Kama Pei Gimel on the base. The Ravid says that cutting off an Aver is like Misa to Aver. It's like killing a part of the person. When he cuts off the Aver, when he cuts off the Yad, so then he killed the Yad. In contrast, let's say Kviya, or in contrast to Chabura, so then in such a case, then it's not Misa Se'ever, but if he cuts off the arm, then it's Misa Se'ever. And just like when it comes to Misa, there would be a Musug of Kofar, comes along the Torah and tells you that you can't accept Kofar. Over here, when it comes to Misa Se'varim, there's one lower less than that. And that level is what? That level is Kofar Mamish. And that's how to understand Ayin Tachas, Ayin Tachas Ayin. Now, in Kenim Advarim, I'd like to possibly be Mechadish together, us together. It could very well be, now we understand why there are two parshas. One is the parsha in regards to Rosh Eivarim. That was the parsha of Ayin Tachas Ayin. Then there's a separate parsha. V'hika ish esreyo be'evenoi ve'egroi v'lo yomus v'nafalo mishkav. Over there, it's not a case of where he cut off his Rosh Eivarim. That was a case of Chabura. And there's no mashmaos in terms of the chiyuv of Kofar. Rather, there's a chiyuv mamon. Now, we all know that there's Chamisha Dvarim in all cases. That's true. But over here, the Torah emphasizes, in, if you will, Parshanut. Parshanut mitlomdus, right? In Pshat over here, the emphasis is not the Ayin Tachas Ayin. Here in Pasuk Yutes, it's Rak Shifto Yitain V'Rapo Yirape, which is a different type of halacha. There the halacha is a form of Tashlumin. In Kenim Advarim, I now have a deeper understanding in the Rambam that always bothered me for a while in the beginning of Hilchos Chovel Maaseh. The Rambam is clearly bothered, like all Mefarshim are, exactly how did Ayin Tachas Ayin turn into Kesef. But the Rambam is so bothered by it, he repeats himself so many times. The Rambam in Hilchos Chovel Maaseh, when he discusses the fact that there's a chiyuv of tashlumin, it seems like for three or four halachas, the Rambam is going over and over again, seemingly saying the same thing. Let's read the Lashon Rambam together. I'm reading from Chovel Mazik in the beginning, starting with Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes in Halacha, in Perek Aleph, right in the beginning. In Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes, Zeh Shenemar B'Teira. First, you know what? Let's read the halachas. Let's just to see how the Rambam presents Chavol in general. Let's go through six or seven halachas from the Chovel Mazik. Hachovel b'chavero, chayil sham l'chamisha dvarin. There's a chiyuv of the chamisha dvarin. Halacha beis is he tells us how we assess nezek. That's halacha beis. Halacha gimel, and he quotes the pasuk shenema ayin tachas ayin. And then he says mipi hashmu alamdu shenezek shenema tachas l'shalim mamim. Okay, so Rambam says that the chiyuv is mamon. Then Halacha Gimel, Rambam repeats himself again. Zeh shenemar b'Torah kasha yitein mum ba'adam kein yinasein bo. This that the Torah says that you have the onesh is given back to the person. Ein alach bol zeh kemo shechava b'chaveiro el shiroi l'chaser evro l'chava bo kasha rasa. The Rambam also uses the idea that we saw in the Ibn Ezra that really his arm should be cut off. But l'chol apachos he pays a nezek. And then the Rambam quotes Kofar, also like we saw in the Ramban. V'areyu oimer v'leisiklu Kofar nefesh roseach, the roseach l'vadu shem bo Kofar, av'lechisaren evarim o l'chavolois yesh bo Kofar. So Rambam in Halacha Gimel goes out of his way to say that the chiyuv over here is a chiyuv of tashlumei kofar. Then the Rambam seems to repeat himself in the subsequent halachas. Uminayin shezeh shenem in halacha hey. Now go to halacha hey. Uminayin shezeh shenem aveivarm ayin tachas ayin tashlumin hu. Shenem bo chabura tachas chabura. Ubeferish nem avichiyak ish esreo be'evin o be'egrof. Rak shifto yitim rak fo yirapid. So
So here the Rambam Halacha Hey quotes the first parsha that we have, and he says that just like when it comes to the parsha of Hezek, we say you give Shevis and Ripui, and there we say it's a Chiyuv Mamon. That's obvious from the Pesukim themselves. So then it comes to tell you, Alamata Shetaka Shenemer Bechaburah Tashlumin, Vuhu Adin L'Taka Ta'amar Be'ayin U'Beshar Eivarim. So why does the Rambam go through so many different drushes? Why in Halacha Gimel does he emphasize the part of Kofer? And then in Halacha Hey, the Rambam says that we learn out from the pasuk of Shifto Yitein Rapo Yirafe, and then he says that that's a Chiyuv Mamon. If that's a Chiyuv Mamon, then here also is a Chiyuv Mamon. So which is it? The Rambam gives us two different makaros. Number one, that you take Mamon as Kofer, and number two, the Rambam tells us that we learn out from Rak Shifto Yitein Rapo Yirafe. Ulai, I do have a problem with what we're about to say. I have one question. It's not 100%. It doesn't work 100%. The Rambam, though, in Halacha Hey, is emphasizing that first parsha that we saw, and that's the Chiyuv Tashlumin of Chabura. He never calls it of Rosh Eivarin. And there the Rambam doesn't use the Makar L'Sichu Kaifa. Because when the Rambam is talking about Chabura, so then in such a case, the Makar from the Pesukim themselves sound like Rak Shifto Yitein Rapi Rapi. Sounds like that there's a chiyuv of Tashlumin. It isn't the chiyuv of Ayin Tachas Ayin. So you can't use Rak Shifto Yitein Rapi Rapi to the parsha of Rosh Eivarim, which is the parsha of Ayin Tachas Ayin. And for Ayin Tachas Ayin, there you need to use the idea of Sichu Kaifer. So according to the Mahalach of, based on the Raivit that the Chatzel Sasharon suggests, the two halachos are Kimat Meduyak. Kimat Meduyak. Then Halacha Gimel, the Rambam talks about Rosh Eivarim, and there the Tashlumin is one of Kaifer. And in Halacha Hey, there he's talking about Shar Chavolos, not of the Rosh Eivarim. And there you need the other parsha of the Torah of Be'eben o Be'egro. And for that, the Pesukim themselves seem to indicate there's already Tashlumin. So the Rambam says if there's already Tashlumin, that also shows us that when the Torah says Chabura, Tachas Chabura, that that means also Kesef. Because we already see that in the Chiyuv of Tashlumin on Chabura from Shevis and Ripui, in the Parsha of Be'eben o Be'egro, we see from there already that the Tashlumin is, that the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv Tashlumin. So that will tell us Halach of Tachas. The Tachas there means Kesef. I was bothered, we already had another Makar, Vlesichu Kaifer. The answer is that that's going out Kofer L'Rush, it's Meduyah, Kofer L'Rush Eivarim. But in Chavalos, there's the separate Halacha. The only difficulty I have is that the Rambam in Halacha Gimel says, L'Chisaren Eivarim O L'Chavalos. So I'm not sure how to... Everything else works, but I leave off with the Tzarechiyun in terms of Olde Chavalos. Okay, so Rabosai, this is one Mahalach. That's the Mahalach in terms of looking at the Parshias based on the Ramban and the Ibn Ezra, and to suggest there are two different Parshias, that's consistent with the Shita of the Raivin. There is another way that I'd like to suggest to look at these, that the Rambam's emphasis on Kofar over here. And this is an idea that I already alluded to in the past. We discussed this once briefly, and now I'd like to develop it a little bit more. But this is, if you will, the end of part one. I see a bunch of questions. Yes, Yaakov?
Does anybody speak out why there's no kofar for Misa, but there is kofar for Misa?
It's presumably what the Torah is saying. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Presumably the Torah is saying, L'sichu kaifel nefesh reteah. Torah is telling us that... that something that's so extreme as Ritzicha cannot be forgiven with Kofar.
Even the way the Rabban presents it, in the concept of Osir, there's a Nikah Kofar, the Nefesh Ritzicha, Shehu Rasha, Lamus, about Nikah Kofar, Vini Shehu Rasha, Lutzos Eivir.
Neivara.
That's like, because that's Misa versus Neivara. I mean, I understand that, I feel like.
Right, in other words, it's less.
Okay.
Right, that's good. But what's emerging now is the Mamish three different Dargas. There's Ritzicha, and there's Ritzicha Ta'eivir. Mm-hmm. Mamish, the Raivid says like this. Raivid describes this Ritzicha Ta'eva. That's a Ritzicha of sorts. The first time I saw this Raivid, I didn't know, it sounded wild, but I didn't know the import of what the Raivid was saying. The Rajba also quotes the Raivid. But now I see that if you see the way the Torah is breaking them apart, and the way Chazal are darshaning the Tachas,
So then it makes a lot of sense that the Rosh Hevarim is a Dinin Kaifer. And then Chabura is a separate Allah is not a Dinin Kaifer, but Chabura is some type of Tashlumin of the Hefzik. Yes, Rai?
Maybe the same question
that
we had, but we're saying Chabura, Tachas, Chabura, that we're learning for
right.
It's in the same parsha.
So what I'm saying is that this parsha becomes a pasuk by itself. Right. In other words, this pasuk, ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, yad tachas yad, regel tachas regel, that's the parsha of Rosh Hashanah. Correct. In contrast to what the Torah already informed, that's what the Rambam tells us. In contrast to what the Torah already informed us in general, chabura. Yes, it's not. It's not neat. It's not perfect, I would say. But you see that there are already these two things. V'harai, they're put in separate the list, and all the others in Kviya Tachas Kviya are a different parsha. But you're 100% correct about that. Derech Agav, now based on this, we can understand why they Evik Nani. There is the din of Dafka Rosh Hevarim, and Evik Nani goes out by Rosh Hevarim. Rosh Hevarim is a different darga. It's not that you're just being mazik to Evik Nani. It's as if he was maimus him. As if there's a part of him that doesn't exist. Maybe you could even say that it's almost a new metzias. It's not the king, the person he made the kinyan on. It's a mitzvah that's taking place. If that's so, that's why the Evik Nani is a special halacha of Rosh Hevarim. The halachas of Rosh Hevarim by Evik Nani become a separate sugi by itself. I thought of discussing it, but we'll leave it for now. Next year there'll be another opportunity. Okay. Now there is another way of looking at the contrast of this pasuk in V'chiruvun Anoshim that emphasizes Rakshif Del Yitein V'rapo Yirape versus the other chiyuvim that are learned out from Tachas that we learn out the chiyuv of Tashlumei Nezek from that other parsha. And that is a fascinating Rambam that I think we've alluded to in the past. In Chovel Mazik, in Perek Hey, Halacha Vav. The Rambam has a fascinating shita. The Rambam holds that if a Chovel is Moda, that he was Mazik, so then in such a case, the Halacha is that he pays, the Rambam says, that he's Potter Min HaMenezek U'Min HaTzar, the Chayiv, B'sheves u'b'boshes u'b'ripui al piyasman. Now, why is chayif for boshes? We're going to leave out now. Look up that Rambam because Rambam has an interesting reason why he's chayif for boshes. But let's focus on what the chiluk between nezek and tsar is on the one hand. Nezek, which we learn out from ayin tachas ayin, tsar we'll leave out for a moment, and Ripui and Sheves. Says, continues the Rambam in Halacha Zayin. Shehasheves v'haripui mamayhu v'loy knas. Sheves and Ripui, Dr. Heligi Rambam, is mamon and not knas. What's almost mefurish in the words of the Rambam? What's kemat mefurish in the Rambam is that Nezek is a knas. And therefore, if someone's moda that he was mazik someone else, he doesn't pay the nezek because the nezek is considered knas and moda b'knas is potter. Where is this idea that nezek is a knas? Sir Shmuel Rozovsky, we mentioned once before, points out that the Rambam that we said in Halacha Gimel, that lo sikhu kofer, Rambam uses to describe tashlumei chavala. This is Mahalach 2. We're not going with Mahalach 1. Mahalach 1 was, we said, that Sikha Kofar might be Halach and Rosh Hevarim. Now we have a different perspective. And that is that the Rambam describes all Tashlumei Chavala, whether it's Chavala or Rosh Hevarim, all of them are considered a Knas. Why are they considered a Knas? Oh, beautiful, like we saw before. Ayin tachas ayin, the Ramban and Ibn Ezra both learn that, of course, the chiyuv of tashlumin must be a kofar, a fine, that really his arm should be cut off. Kasha yasa ken yasa lo. That's what should be done to him. So, if that's what the mechayiv is, So then it makes sense that the chiyuv tashlumin is going to be a chiyuv kaifer. However, when it comes to ripui and sheves, that the second parasha is not talking about. And then you'd have to make the chiluk that the Ravari was asking. Ayin takas chayin chabura takas chabura. Everything is one parasha. All that the chiyuv of kaifer according to the Rambam. All of it, not just Rosh Eivarim. All of it's the chiyuv kaifer. But sheves and ripui is the chiyuv mamon. So you know it's amazing. We've read these psukim many, many times. I never realized until I spent a lot of time on this Rambam. I discussed it with you once before. Until I spent a lot of time in this Rambam, and then I read over the psukim, I realized that what the Rambam is saying is good for the psukim themselves. The chiluk that the Rambam is making is the chiluk in the psukim. Obviously, ayin tachas ayin, the Torah wrote it in a particular way to emphasize the kofer shabo. Or that's different, it's definitely different. And then the pasuk puts together sheves and ripui. So this is another way of looking at the Ramban Ta'ara from Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Eliezer said the chiyuv tashlumin is a chiyuv of knas. So that's why the Rambam says that someone who's moza benezek, the halacha is that he's going to be moza benezek of tashlum echavala. In such a case, he's going to be potter. Why? Because there's a din of lesichu kaifer. Beautiful. The parashas now everything fits like a glove. In the parashas, Amamish much clearer what's going on. Especially once you have the Ramban Ta'ara, everything becomes clear. Now one more nuance. Let's go a little bit deeper. At first glance, Rak Shifto Yitei Virapo Yirape. Here we're up to part 3 now, Rabosa. Part 1 was Mahalath in terms of first Mahalath in the Chilukei Parshas. Then there's a Mahalath number 2 in terms of the Chiluk between Nezek and Rikui and Shevet. Now in part 3, I'd like to try to be Ma'ayin with you. Within Shevet and Rikui is the Chi of the same. Take a look at a beautiful diuk in Lashon HaPasuk. But before we make the diuk, let me tell you a famous chakira that has profound nafkaminas lahalacha. Even ad yom hazeh, it still has nafkaminas. All the achronim are choker. The chiyuv to be merape, Ruven's mazik Shimon. What's that chiyuv? Is that chiyuv to be merapi him a chiyuv mamon, just like the chiyuv sheves? Clearly, if he's mevatel him, that he's no longer when he's sick. I'm saying in a particular way, this is the best way of describing sheves. When he's sick, he can no longer be a shomer kishuin. So therefore, you have to pay him as a shomer kishuin. Sheves, by the way, doesn't mean just to pay what he was before, as what emerges from the Gemara. But sheves is a chiyuv mamon. You have to pay him mamon. What's the chiyuv of ripui? Is the chiyuv ripui that you need to be merapeh him? Or is it a chiyuv tashlum and mamon? Rabbi Chanan was the one who made this chakira famous. It's in Ksubis, in Reish Yud Zayin. Actually a very nuanced and complicated piece by Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan's, one of the reasons why the Kovet Shiurim has been so successful in the yeshivas is Rabbi Chanan was saying shiur for 16, 17 year olds, and at heart, many times we want to be 16, 17 year olds ourselves. We want it straight, you know. We're looking up, we want to see alumnus on the Ramban. We want it straight, not too complicated. So that's one of the reasons, aside from the fact that B'tzchus is Kedushim, that he was killed out Kiddush Hashem on a supernatural level, on a spiritual level, the Kovet Shiurim has become extremely popular. This piece is actually very dense. But Rabbi Chanan clearly says it's Chakira in Reish Yud Zayin. He has this Chakira, what's the Chiyuv of Refuah? Is the chiyuv of refuah that zechus mamon that the nizik is entitled to from the mazik, or is the chiyuv of refuah that the mazik has to be merapi the nizik? Rabbi Chanan spells out the nafkamina would be what happens if the nizik dies, not due to his makkah for a totally unrelated reason, dies before the mazik was able to be merapi. Is there a chiyuv of tashlumin? If you hold the chiyuv to merapi him, then there isn't. The person is no longer there. If there's a schus mamon, so then in such a case, the schus mamon exists, and there's a chiyuv to be the chiyuv to pay still exists. Another nafkamina that I think the Berachas Avram has What happens if Reuven the Nizik owed Shimon the Mazik money? Is Shimon allowed to say, okay, you owe me $100, and we're even. I'm not going to pay you. If you say the chiyuv is tamima rafe, and not a chiyuv of mammon, so then in such a case, yeah, the chiyuv tamima rafe. There's no connection to any schus mammon. But if the chiyuv is a schus mammon, so he could be what's called in Hebrew, l'gzos. He could cut off from the chiyuv of tashumin. Those would be two simple nafkaminos in this chakira. So in a moment, I'll show you the brilliant rayas that Rav Moshe brought from the Gemara about this question. But now, Rabotai, I want to share with you a ha'ara that a friend of mine, Rav Rafi Ronis, made in the Ramban himself. He points out that Gufa, the psukim, seem to be mashma in one direction. And everything's going to fit like a glove, because the Gemaras, I think, are also mashma in one direction. And Rav Chanan also has rights one direction. In other words, even though this was a famous chakira, it seems that it's like one side. Let's be the Dayak and Lashon HaPasuk. But it's not our own view. Again, the Ramban makes a beautiful view. Rak shifto yitain v'rako yirape. Zot tehele gen Ramban. V'omar rak shifto yitain v'rako yirape. V'loi omar shiftoi urufua so yitain. It doesn't say that you have to give the shevis and the refua. Lahagid, why does it say Virapo Yurape, you shall heal him? It should say Rak Shifto Urufuaso Yitain. Lahagid Shitin Eschar El Arofim Virapuoso. Because the responsibility of the Mazik is to pay the doctors. It's not necessarily to pay the victim. But lo yukhalitzvoa shitin lo askar uyasabod varma khirim. And Nizik is not allowed to claim, give me money, and I'll decide whether I want to heal myself. Right? So there could be some people that said, you know what, he broke his finger. Some people say, I don't mind, I'll adjust, I'll take enough Tylenol, and my finger won't grow straight, it's not going to make a difference. But give me the chiyuv mammon. Raki rafe bo alkol ponim, he has to be rafe alkol ponim. So Rabotai, the Ramban says, that's mefurish in the psukim. Virapo yirape, that the chiyuv is to be merape, the individual. Rav Moshe and the Dibros Moshe and Simin Nun Zayin says the same thing. Rav Moshe is medayik from the Gemara. See, everything corroborates. It's nice when there are no stirus, that all the rayas seem to go in one direction. The Gemara that pehei amid aleph, which it could very well be that one could argue that the Ramban was mamish lifting it from the Gemara on Pei Amar Al. The Gemara says, what happens if the Mazik says to the Nizik, I omer le asya anach, I'll heal you. Omer le, the Nizik could say, I don't want you to heal me. Let's say the fellow's a doctor. The Mazik is a doctor. Could he say to the Nizik, I'll heal you? He says, we already have a bad relationship. The Nizik could say to the Mazik. He says, you appear to me like a fierce lion, a lion ready to pounce. The moment that I see you're coming close to me with anything in your hand, you're not a doctor, you're a Mazik. You're a Mechabel. So that's why the halacha is that the Mazik cannot insist that he heals him. Rather, he has to hire a doctor. So Ramesha says, wait a second. Why can't the Nizik just simply say, I'm entitled to money? The answer is because the Nizik's not entitled to money. The chiyuv of the Mazik is to be merape him. The chiyuv of the Nizik is to merape him. V'chahena v'chahena, if you read over that Gemara constantly, the Nizik needs to give explanations why the refua of the doctor is not enough if he doesn't like the doctor. For example, the Gemara goes on and says, what happens if the Mazik says, I'll bring you this doctor from China? And that doctor in China, the prices for medical care in China is even less than here in Israel. I'll bring you that doctor. So he could say to him, a doctor who doesn't charge, who charges that little, is not a good doctor. That's what the mazik could say, the nizik could say back to the mazik. That's what the Gemara says. What's the nizik's response? The nizik could say, you have to pay me basher usham, how much is worth here? What happens if Reuven's mazik Shimon's vegetables? Could Reuven say, I'll tell you the value of the vegetables in China? No, you have to pay the value here. So if the care for an arm is $300 in America and 300 shekel in Israel, and it's a few cents in China, he can't pay him the amount of China. What's the hava meaning? The answer is, if the chiyuv is on the mazik to be merafek, so then he doesn't have to pay him the chiyuv mamon. So zokter meishan, the divris meishan nun zayin, two rayas, and you could even infer more and more from the Gemara. I have to concede, I was misupak whether I was even going to mention it, but I do have to admit that the Chazon Ish in Bava Kama, I really didn't even want to tell you, but the Chazon Ish in Bava Kama in Vav Gimel doesn't learn this way, and I've read over the Chazon Ish about 10 times, I mamish don't understand what he's saying. But the world quotes the Chazon Ish as arguing, the Ramban says the Farish like this, Ramesha brings beautiful writings from this Gemara. Maybe someone could explain to me the Chazon Ish. It's in Vav Gimel in Bava Kama, and it starts with the Dibur HaMaskil B'Nesivos HaMishpat. It starts Beis Nun Hei Mem. So if you have the opportunity to explain to me what the Chazon Ish is saying, I wasn't zochah to understand it. So this is, but it seems to be straight up from these Mekoros. Finally, Rabbi Chanan himself is Poshet the Chakira. Also, the way Ramesh is Poshet the Chakira. There's a lot of information, although I'm sure the Chazon Ish is not daunted. Chazon Ish could deal with many, many rayas that at first glance seem to be in the opposite direction. Rabbi Chanan points out that Halach is an Evik Knani. If Reuven is Mazek, John, the Evik Knani, he pays the Evik Knani for the refuah. Gemara Gittin Yubeza Menalef. Rabosai, boom. It's a gvav garayah, it's not a chiyuv mamon. Because if you're going to say that there's a chiyuv mamon, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be that the chiyuv goes straight to the master. But if the chiyuv is a chiyuv to be merate, then he gives the money to the evit to be merate. And that's why you don't say, masha kana evit kana rabo. So for all of those above reasons, what emerges is that the chiyuv is a chiyuv to be merate and not a chiyuv mamon, and therefore what lechura seems to be the halacha is if the nizik passes away, or there's another chov, the nizik passes away, he's going to be pater, and if for another chov, you would not be able to be gozes on a previous chov, those two nafkaminas, because it seems that there's a chiyuv on the doctor to heal. Now, yes. You give that Eknani, and he is responsible to take that money to go and hire a doctor. Now, what?
It's not Eknani, the other.
No, that's the point. The point is, if it's a fee of Mammon, if it's Magia Liyado Betur Mammon, so then in such a case, then it would be Mashikon Evit Kanarabba. But if it's being given to him, it's earmarked for the doctor's use. And the Chiyuv Ritzvoy says Ki'ilu, the Mammon is just a kli. It's as if you gave him the scalpel to be able to fix himself. The money becomes like the scalpel itself. The money itself is not a regular Teshlume Mammon. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. You would go straight to the Adon. But the Gemara in Yubei says, if the Farish, you give the Evik Knani the refuah. In other words, it's a question everybody asks when they read the Gemara. And that's the answer. The answer is that you have to say that's how the Chiyuv Mammon works. Now, Rabbi Chanan goes a little bit further. Rabbi Chanan raises something very interesting. He says, based on this, we can understand the halacha in the Rambam about how one is supposed to pay a woman who was huzak. A woman was damaged. A married woman. So the Rambam in Hilchos Chov El Mazik in Perek Dalet, Halacha Tezvav, says that Reuven is Mazik Shimon's wife, so in such a case he pays the money to the Baal. Why is that so? Why does it go to the Baal? So the answer is that the Baal, in Rabbi Elchanan's words, and this is going to be very, very tantalizing in a moment, Rabbi Elchanan says the Baal is like the Mavtiach, is like the insurance company for the wife. The Baal is the one who the woman relies on, she's her insurance. And Rabbi Elchanan says, this is a Musar. Someone asks, whose insurance is your wife on? The answer is not Mu'chedah. She's under your insurance. That's the insurance that she's under. She's under your insurance. So what does Rambam say in Hilchas Ishus? In Perik Yudal, Hilchas Ishus, Halacha Yudayin, the Rambam writes, there's a chiyuv on the Baal to be merape his wife. And then the Rambam decries those men who, when they find out that their wife is sick, they divorce them. So then the Rambam says that's the akira of their acheres. The chiyuv of the Baal is to be merape his wife. So Rabbi Elchanan uses actually this parallel. He says the husband is to the wife, he is her insurance company. So what's the chiyuv? The chiyuv is for the mazik to pay the insurance company, the Baal, and the Baal is supposed to take that money to be merape, the woman. Okay. So that's what emerges in terms of the chiyuv refuah. For sure, the chiyuv is not a regular chiyuv of mammon. Yesh Lodin, right? Rabbi Osei, if it would be a regular chiyuv mammon, who would it go to? Who would the mammon go to? I'm throwing out to you. I'm not sure. Would it? I'm not so sure. I don't know. Is that my idea there? I don't know. But it's clear. It's Yesh Lodin. But here, so let's put that in brackets now. We'll discuss it afterwards. But here, in our case, it's clear that the chiyuv is a chiyuv. We know that the chiyuv refuah is not a chiyuv mammon. Chiyuv refuah is for the Baal to be merape. And if the chiyuv is the Baal to be merape, so then he becomes like an insurance agency. Now, for that reason, I discussed with Rav Nevinzel Shlita this week the following shaila that, again, this friend of mine, Rabbi Ronis, raised a question on one of the most popular piskeis, the Svarim, today in Choshen Mishpat, is that Rav Tzvi Spitz has some beautiful Svarim called Mishpatei Torah. Mishpatei Torah is written, he's an accomplished Dayan, and they're very, very nice Svarim because the Svarim are written on the Dafim in Shas, and Shailos, real actual Shailos, like Halacha L'maisa, like question answers, basically. Like sometimes we have, what do you have in Aruch Chaim, what do they have in English? Guidelines? It's the guidelines in Choshen Mishpat. Obviously, for a little bit more of an advanced readership, but that's essentially what it is. He asks the question, and he answers, Halacha L'maaseh questions in Choshen Mishpat, he answers it with Maariv Mekomos. It's a very nicely done sefer called Mishpatei Torah. There, Rabbi Spitz asks the following question. This comes up day in and day out here in Eretz Yisrael. Reuven is Mazik Shimon. Wrongly. He was a mazik, he was a chova. Shimon goes to the kupat cholim. He goes to the insurance company to get healed. They, for better or for worse, all of us who've gone through the travails of the kupat cholim, but in the end of the day, Baruch Hashem, we're all here and well. So he goes to the kupat cholim and he gets healed. Shaila is, does Reuven have to pay the insurance company? Does Reuven have to pay the insurance company? Now the halacha is a little bit of background before we come back to this Rabbi Elchanan. The halacha is that the insurance company, that hezek, let's start with chavala in general, chavala is not judged bizman hazeh. Chavala bizman hazeh, we're not going over bizman hazeh because chavala is a case which is not shchiach. So therefore chavala is not judged min haTorah. However, there is a takanas hagaonim that says that we force the chovel to appease the nechbal in order to make sure that the nechbal is going to get treated on some level. So it comes along Rav Spitz and he argues that in such a case, the halacha would be that there is no chiyuv for Reuven to pay back the insurance company. Why? Because the takanas hagaonim shouldn't be relevant over here. Why is it not relevant? Because he's healed, Baruch Hashem. We have a Jewish state. We have people who are looking out for us. So therefore, there's no need for Reuven to pay. This is the psak of Rav Spitz. Rabosai, first of all, it's not so poshut if this mahalach is correct. Again, Rav Nevinsal conclude. I'll tell you how he concluded it shortly. But Rav Nevinsal concluded, "Who am I to be cholek? A kav l'chomer for us." But just lahagdil Torah uladira, there is room to be done over here, and that is the following: what do we see from Rav Elchanan? Rav Elchanan said that the chiyuv refuah is the chiyuv to make sure that the fellow is healed. And he says when there's an insurance company, he mamish refers to insurance company, look up over there in Rav Elchanan, he says that if there's an insurance company, then the responsibility of the chovel is to pay to the maftiach, and the maftiach's responsibility is to make sure the nechbal is going to be paid. In other words, there's a chiyuv on the chovel to the maftiach, just like there's a chiyuv of the chovel to pay to the baal. And the Baal is responsible to make sure that the woman is healed. So the Chura, one could argue that over here, the Chiyuv is for the Mazik to pay back the insurance company. And what about the fact that there's a Takonas Hagaonim? What about the fact that today we're not Goveh? So here, it's very interesting. The Ksos HaChoshen writes in Simen Aleph Sifkot and Zayin, that even though Bizman Azeh Bezdin is not Goveh, that does not mean that there isn't a Chiyuv of Tashlumin on the Mazik. It's just that Bezdin can't be Goveh. The Ksos HaChoshen says that there's a Chiyuv of Latzei Sidei Shemayim to pay back. Chiyuv Latzei Sidei Shemayim. So Rabosai, it seems that L'chura there should be L'chol HaPachos a Chiyuv Latzei Sidei Shemayim to pay back. Unlike the Mishpatei Torah that seems to say that there is no chiyuv. Rav Nevinsal told me that Rav Shlomo Zalman also said that there is a chiyuv latzeis yidei shemayim in the following case. Let's say Reuven, this one, roommates could use against each other. Reuven is sick and he's posheya and he gives over his infection to Shimon. So Shlomo Zalman argued that there's a chiyuv latzeis yidei shemayim in such a case to pay for the chavala of Shimon. There is a parallel case of Rav Shlomo Zalman's case in the Tshuva of Ramayshin, a very important and famous Tshuva. Ramayshin Choshen Mishpat and Chelik Beis Simen Yudches writes that if Reuven is mazik Shimon through cigarette smoke, so Ramayshin says there's a chiyuv mazik. Rav Nevinsal immediately responded to me, said, how do you know that Reuven was mazik him? But let's say you know for sure that Reuven was mazik Shimon. So then in such a case, like they lived with him for 50, 60 years, in such a case, Rav Moshe writes, there's a chiyuv tashlumin. Rav Moshe says, there's no chiyuv tashlumin bizman hazeh. So he says, it's a chiyuv latzeis yidei shamayim, according to the Ksos. And then Rav Moshe goes on, and when the Ksos said latzeis yidei shemayim, he says, I don't think it means that if you want to be a very pious Jew, you have to pay back, says Rav Moshe. I think what it means is just Bezdin can't be Goveh, but really there's a chiyuv on him. Not that yidei shemayim, he wants to be clean up here in heaven. Adayim would tell him, should tell him, Rav Moshe says, that you chayim mama. So here too, l'chura, if the case by the Baal is the same case as the case of Kavala, and the Baal is considered that Maftiah, is considered the insurance company, so then in such a case, then it could be that the Mazik would be Chayiv based on what we had said before, that there's a Chiyuv to pay back to the... There's a Chiyuv on the Mazik to be Merapteh. And the fact that the insurance company is Merapteh, that becomes his responsibility to make sure that the Maftiah is taken care of. Just like the Chiyuv on the Mazik is to pay back the Baal. Rav Nevinsal said to me that maybe there's a chiyuv like this. It could be. He was mesupak of what Rav Shlomo Zalman's kavana was, latzeis yidei shemayim, whether it was mamish a chiyuv, but you can't execute it in the case of the infection, or it was just to be yotzei yidei shemayim. In other words, Rav Moshe says that by cigarette smoke, Rav Moshe claims that there's mamish a chiyuv. It's just that Bezlin can't execute it, but there's mamish a chiyuv. And he said maybe that's a reason to be mechayvim here. Rav Nevinsal thought ultimately that until I showed him something in the Sefer, then he, begaduso, he always does it. The moment that he sees that there's someone that he's arguing on that's of any significance, he immediately is mevatel himself. So he said, l'chura, he thinks that the chiyuv would be garmi. that at the end of the day, that he's chayav to pay not al tilchas chovel mazik. Fine, al tilchas chovel mazik, he won't be chayav to pay. But outside the demon, I'm trying to chap the guy even with the takanas hagaonim. So Rav Nevin says, post facto, he claims that you'd be chayav al garmi. Now, there's any way you held in what the chiyuv of refuah was, however you understand refuah, he wants to go outside of hilchas refuah. He wants to say that the fellow would be chayav al garmi. So then, just as a human interest note, so then he said to me, and who wrote the sefer? I think he's an American fellow, a big Talmud Chacham. So he wasn't familiar with the Mechaber. So I showed him, said, so we start like the Mitaftef, turning the pages, and then he saw that Haskama from Shmuel Orbach, so he said, Kashel Achlok Alach. Once he saw that Rav Shmuel gives Haskama, so then he already sort of rescinded. With the Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, you have to be very, very careful that sometimes if you tell him that someone else is Shita, even if he disagrees, he won't publicly disagree. His whole mahuz is a shaket. It's hard to sometimes, once someone else put out a public Shita, it's very, very hard for him to be cholik. So someone had the hand up? Okay. So Rav Osai, what's the avoda that emerges from us? So first of all, I just want to summarize again the first three parts and get to our avoda. Our three parts were, number one, the chiluk between kofer of possibly Roshei Varin versus Shar Chavolos. That could be the chiluk between Ayin Tachas Ayin and the first parasha. Or that there is a chiluk between Tashlumei Nezek and the Pasuk Arach Shifto Yitim Rafa Yirafe. Either way, sugya number three is, what's the chiyuv of refuah? Is refuah as a chiyuv mamon kulei alma? Is moda that there's a chiyuv mamon kulei alma? Is moda that's not like ayin tachas ayin, but is it like shevis? Is it identical chiyuv of shevis or not? Or it's a different chiyuv? That it could be that the chiyuv of refuah is a totally different chiyuv, that the chiyuv is to be merape the individual. And we have those nafkaminas. I thought there was a question. The chiyuv was to be merape, and the nafkaminas, let's say the nizak dies, and if the chiyuv is to be merape, so it seems that the husband takes on that responsibility, but the mazik has to pay the husband, who makes sure that his wife is going to be healed. If that's so then one has to ask, how's that different than the insurance company? And mamish, take a look at Rabbi Chanan seems to equate the husband to someone else who's maftiach, that someone else who promises, someone else. Rabbi Chanan equates that to a husband. Yes, Rav Aaron.
Are we saying that because the insurance company healed him already?
Correct. Just like if the husband heals his wife and the fellow doesn't pay him back, of course the husband's allowed to be tovah. Because you had a chiyuv to be merapi. It's my job to make sure as a maftiach that my wife is healed. So Rav Osai, what does it mean that we're a maftiach for our wives in terms of their refuah? What emerges from the Rambam over there in Perek Yudal and Hilchos Ishus? Well, first of all, you know, when going gets tough, when she gets sick, that means that we have a responsibility to step up for her. And it's not easy. A lot of times we're juggling lots of different things at once, and you know, we have this to run through, and this bechina, and so on. But basically, I would say that the yisod is the following. When one's wife is sick, then basically the din is, ishto kegufo, it has a chalos as if you're sick, without all the amenities. In other words, you're potter from your regular sedarim if she needs help, and it's very, very important for you to initiate, not just to wait for her to ask, because a lot of times women will not ask. But without the amenities, in other words, because when you're sick, she takes care of you. But most of the times what usually happens is, when we're sick, on some level our wives take care of us, and then when they're sick, so then we go about our routine as if it's regular. In Rambam it says the exact opposite. If I'm not mistaken, there's no halacha that says that the woman is responsible to taking care of her husband when she's sick. But the other way around, the Rambam does have that the chiyuv of refuah is on the husband. In practical terms, also, a lot of times I speak with Talmidim when they talk about medical care for their wives and their mesupak. You know, should my wife go back to America for this or for that, for this and that? At the end of the day, I'm going to have to leave the kollel early, and so on. Lania's daiti, that so much of the things of refuah When I was in YU, I wrote one paper seriously. Which paper did I write seriously? My first paper. That was the first paper I really did seriously until I realized that you could cut corners. So my first paper that I wrote, it was, I was mamish like a greenhorn. I was a freshman coming in straight out of high school. So it was an elective. Like, I was so silly. It was even for an elective. It was an elective course. And I thought, you know, you're really supposed to work in college. That was when I didn't even have a full night seder. So that was when I was on the track team. I always tell the boys in Shana Bet that I had to choose. It was either going to be track or night seder. That was what it was. That was my big life decision. So my first paper was psychoneuroimmunology. And the paper was about that the attitude of a person very much affects how they're going to deal with challenges of sickness. And how they're thinking, their attitude, whether positive or chas v'chalila or negative, they say in cancer that they've shown over and over again that people with proper support groups and a positive attitude statistically do better. Obviously, kol bidei shamayim, but statistically, people do better when they have positive attitudes and positive support groups. That means when it comes to a medical issue, if a woman feels that she's more comfortable going back to the States, so that's a reason to go back to the States. Even if you scientifically it might be the same thing. Coming back to these souls about when she says okay when you can leave, I think I might have mentioned to you before that my mother has never forgiven. Don't make the mistake that my father made. Did I mention this to you? That when I was born, my father wasn't around. And my father claims in those days it wasn't so common for fathers to be around. My father brought my mother to the hospital, and the doctor said it's going to be a long time. He saw my father pacing up and down. So he said, go back to work. So my father told my mother, I don't know if he waited for his response or not, went back to work. And then he got a call at work that I had been born. So I'm sort of, I have this shadow hanging over me, Baruch Hashem, and that is that sometimes it's make sure that when it comes to the refuah, really, really be mavarit that this is what she really wants. That she really, really doesn't need you at home right now. She doesn't really want to go out for a walk. She doesn't want a nap right now. It could be that she's not opening her mouth because she feels intimidated to. And with this, we'll be zelta to be mekayim. The end of that halacha in the Rambam Perek Yedaleh will be able to really be mekayim the halacha of derech eretz. Because the Rambam says, the Rambam doesn't use the expression derech eretz often. And the Rambam says that a person who doesn't respect his wife in this regard is lacking in derech eretz. You know what the Rambam says about someone who doesn't have derech eretz? The Rambam Hilchos Eidos Perek Yedaleh says that if someone doesn't have derech eretz, it's possible eidos. Derech eretz is a keen avodah. And like we've mentioned time after time again, the way in which we begin the avodah samidos is the way we act in the house. And if we in the house we're careful to act with those midos and that derech eretz, with that v'ahavta efa kamocha, then we'll come out outside. But if we don't have that sensitivity at home, then it's very, very hard to have that sensitivity outside. And if we don't have that sensitivity at home, then the mishkan becomes that much harder to build. So be'ezer Hashem, we should be zochet to be that mafiach, to be that insurance policy. And we all know that people who grow up and adults that feel that they're in a secure environment are in a totally different mitzvah. And thereby we'll be zochet that our children also feel that they're in a secure environment. If one's wife feels that one's in a secure environment, then the children feel that they're in a secure environment. But if the wife doesn't feel that she's in a secure environment, then eventually the children begin to feel that as well. Yeah.